It seems like Jessica Lynch is everywhere these days. There was the made-for-TV movie about her story, the release of her book, and the television interviews to promote the book and the made-for-TV movie. Oh, and there are the obligatory magazine profiles to promote all of the above. Here to dissect the media circus around Jessica Lynch is New York Magazine media critic Michael Wolff. He talked with Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
Michael Wolff, so here's our sources on the Jessica Lynch story. An Iraqi doctor, Lynch herself, who has no memory of the ordeal, unnamed Pentagon sources, a TV movie of the week, and Rick Bragg, who left the New York Times for journalistic malfeasance. It's like a multimedia Rashomon. Do you believe any one of these sources?
I certainly don't think that there's any reason to believe any of these sources. And matter of fact, there is at this point reason to distrust and doubt everybody, because the heroine of this story also disputes everything that's been said.
Is it going too far to call this sort of a symbol for the current media age?
Well, I might pull that back a little and say it's certainly a symbol of the Iraq War. And the Iraq War may be the symbol of the current media age.
And that's, I guess, the irony, because the reason why Jessica Lynch was publicized so much in the first place was to be just that, a symbol of the Iraq War.
You know, absolutely. And I was actually in the Gulf when this started to happen. And from the very first moment, it was clear that this story was going to be retailed for political purposes. And it hasn't moved off of that, although it has moved now into commercial purposes. We've gone from the Pentagon propaganda machine into the multimedia cross-platform propaganda machine. And the question that I would finally ask is, how come people bought this story? And I actually think that the Pentagon guys and the media guys are also asking this question, because it's amazing. I mean, everybody knows that this is not a real story. Nevertheless, we're selling it all over the place.
Now, some people say it was always thus. The media made Private York look like a hero, but they never mentioned his post-traumatic stress. So maybe you could place Jessica Lynch sort of on that continuum, historical context.
I'm sure that you can, but this story, I think, pushes that continuum even further out. I mean, the person right at the center of this story disputes every characterization of herself and of the events that took place. Nonetheless, we roll on. She gets her book deals. It's as though there's a parallel reality going here. Yeah, we know that the truth is over there, and that's different from the stories that were being told, but we enjoy the stories that are being told, so let's forget about the truth.
And finally, let's talk about the actual person at the center of the story for a second. Jessica Lynch certainly served her country bravely, but, you know, on the other hand, she's cashing in, and you could say she's a poor teenager from a rural town who's not media savvy. But can we actually blame Jessica Lynch for any of the media circus that's going on around her?
No. As a matter of fact, not only does she seem not to deserve the blame here, but every time she speaks, she says, oh, no, it didn't happen that way. And no one seems to care.
Michael Wolff is the media critic for New York Magazine and the author of Autumn of the Moguls, My Misadventures with Titans, Posers, and Money Guys Who Mastered and Messed Up Big Media. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Thank you.
And that was Day to Day's Mike Pesca.